We were all in our group chat texting a little bit. Didn't think we would be because the way it was trending, thought I was going to be going to bed pretty early last night. KU was getting embarrassed at home by TCU. The defense was just completely abysmal. At one point, I think with 8.5 minutes to go, TCU had already scored 40 points in the second half. KU at that point was getting out rebounded, like offensive boards, I should say, 13-5. At one point, Kansas was down, 15 or 16 with less than 5 minutes to play. They come all the way back, a little Allen Fieldhouse magic and a complete choke job by TCU and poor coaching, I think, by Jamie Dixon down the stretch. And Kansas ends up winning in overtime. It was one of the more crazier comeback wins that we've seen in a bit.
Kansas had a number of crazy comebacks.
But this
over the
one,
years,
if you just look at like some of the betting markets and where it was at, KU was 25-1 to win with 3 minutes to go, and they came all the way back to win. It was just a crazy thriller of a game for the Jayhawks. And then we talked yesterday about Darren Peterson and how many minutes would he play? He ends up playing 32 minutes. I if I would have told you that before the game, you'd be like, oh,
they
great.
Win by 15.
32 points in 32 minutes. Yeah, but it still gets weirder. And we can laugh about it a bit more because they won, if you're a KU fan. But
because he didn't play in the entire 5 minute overtime.
Yet again, something bizarre around it happened. So he plays 32 minutes, but late in the game, mid possession, I should say, he looks to the bench to pull himself out of the game while a teammate is passing him the ball. So the ball goes out of bounds. They lose the ball. At that point, you think the game's over. So he then sits for what? The final two minutes and 45 seconds, basically 50 seconds. And then he comes back in and he gets fouled.
Immediately gets the foul. And he was fouled. It wasn't like a ticky tack.
Gets fouled and just cold blooded knocks down three free throws.
Bottom of the net.
And then he doesn't play a single minute in overtime.
Did you see what Bill Self said after the game?
Yes. Go ahead.
For those who didn't, he said he started cramping again. For 5 seconds, he could suck it up. But after he made the free throws, he said, quote, okay, get me out.
And so, look, I don't know if he's going to play this weekend. That will be a huge question. There is no doubt. Like, this Kansas team is very weird. Because if they had lost that game to TCU, it felt like it was barreling right towards the exact same as last season. They'd win just enough games, and with the branding and the conference that they play in, they don't end up as a 7 or 8 seed gold with no real title contention and just kind of flame out for the second straight year. And we'd have to be talking about if they were in the middle of there when Kentucky had a couple-year run, when North Carolina had a couple-year run, where they just weren't the same blue blood program that we'd all gotten used to. And it seemed like for a while there, Kansas was immune to it until last season. And it's got to be more than 1 year for me to say that you're in that kind of cycle. Darren Peterson, without question, is awesome.
When he's on, when he's playing, you can see why he's the number one overall pick potentially.
And that was an incredible comeback. They should still be very scared that in their first two conference games in the Big 12, which is, by the way, the conference gets a whole hell of a lot harder than the first two games they just played here. They got three other top 10 teams in their conference. These are supposed to be the winnable ones. At home against TCU is supposed to be an auto dub, and they had to fight
They shouldn't have won. They shouldn't have won the game.
I mean, but they did, and I'll give them credit for winning. But
absolutely, and it's just the 13th team in D1 basketball history to trail by 15 or more with 5 minutes to go and find a way to win. But their defense has disappeared over the Christmas break. And then Melvin Council Jr. is incredible when Darren Peterson's not on the floor. When Darren Peterson's on the floor with them, he turns so passive. And they've got to find a way to get that group to play at a high level together. If they do, then they're a team that has a chance to do some really special things. If not, there's going to be a lot of games like this where it, no matter who they're playing, it's going to be a really close game, or they're going to be down and having to be saved at the end by a miracle.
The biggest issue I think they have right now as a team is Darren Peterson is great. Melvin Council Jr. is also great. He looks to be a very, very good college basketball player. Does anybody think that they have any idea how to play those two guys on the court at the same time?
That's what I'm saying. He turns passive.
I just they got to figure out a way for Darren Peterson to become at times, not always, but at times, a mutual facilitator with Melvin Council and just take turns being the aggressor. And what I'd say is the last time I feel like Kansas did that well, where they had two guys who I thought could both be the aggressor and both score at will, was Devontae Graham and Frank Mason. That was the last time I remember them having two guys who both could take over a game and they would take turns doing it. How do you get to that? Yeah,
those were three, 4 year players too, though.
Sure.
You know, that's just the nature of college basketball has changed. You know, that's, you don't have 3 or 4 years to have these guys run through your program.
You're probably
anymore,
right. Like freshman year, they probably didn't do that because
Devontae Graham freshman year, he was at, wasn't he at Towson? I believe that's where he started or whatever. Right. And then he transferred, or he was committed. Maybe, I don't know if he transferred, but he was committed or whatever. And then he was a late recruit. And so then he developed into obviously a hell of a college basketball player, but that was just a crazy game. One of the crazier games. And then I was telling Drew, like, basically, Darren Peterson was a pinch hitter late in the game.
It was like, that's what he was.
All right, we need you for 5 seconds. Come on in, save us.
He came in, got fouled immediately.
And he did.
Swished three free throws, and then just was gone. Just never played again. And like certainly when they got like a 5-point lead or a 6-point lead in the overtime, it didn't feel like they were going to steer it. Although TCU...
Yeah, they played great.
They played great until the final three minutes.
They were amazing until the final 3 minutes, and then they just... They freaked out.
It feels like, too, like, and this is something maybe that even come tournament time, like, obviously, their starting five is great, but they don't have, in their last three meaningful games, NC State, you look at this one, then you look at the UCF game, like, the bench hasn't contributed anything, almost, from an offensive perspective, which I think would concern me a little bit when you're getting into March and you're playing those better teams that are maybe a little bit deeper.